I am sitting here again today with Greg Lawrence. He was in here once before, one of our deaf pilots, and now he's in here as our glider expert. So, you know, and tell me a little bit about, you know, we see a lot of different kinds of aviation here. We've got the helicopters, we've got airplanes, so, you know, we don't hear a lot about the gliders, so.
I know. I've been flying for 45 years and 3,000 hours and never even touched a glider until last year and absolutely fell in love.
And now you're becoming an instructor.
Correct.
For gliders.
CFIG.
Why did you pick that one?
Well, I had in teaching deaf people to fly, there's been lots of interest in sport pilot. And when I was here 2 years ago, I realized that I could be a sport pilot instructor. And I have now shifted gears to CFIG because I can still instruct in light sport airplanes with a logbook endorsement then. But what I found is that I had trouble coordinating turns in a glider with 3,000 hours in
having airplane. Come from a powered airplane.
Correct, because gliders are very much high performance and very long wings and lots of adverse yaw. And most trainers are made easy to fly by having differential ailerons where the up-moving aileron moves farther than the down-moving aileron. And that makes it easier to fly, but also creates some parasite drag that nobody concerned about performance is going to do on purpose. And makes it difficult after 3,000 hours to fly a high-performance airplane.
Do you think maybe it's easier to change from a glider than onto powered
absolutely.
Aircraft from the
yes.
other way?
Yes. And I made similar transition. I learned to fly in standard gear airplanes and had to make a transition to tricycle gear. And that's much easier to do than the other way around. And gliders for me... Well, soaring. It's what we are coming to. When we have more freedom to fly, we don't have to make up excuses for places to go. We don't have to eat greasy hamburgers. And, flying becomes the destination. There are cloud streets. There are thermals. There are convergence. There are birds. The birds know where the lift is. We look for birds and we fly toward them rather than avoiding them.
I guess birds don't fly IFR, do they?
No. And they soar. They're trying to spend as little energy as possible staying in the air. And they have a sense for where the lift is.
So you have to find the thermals, right?
Correct.
And how is that process? Is that difficult to learn?
Cumulus clouds are usually at the top of a thermal. You aim for the darkest part of a cumulus cloud. But you also continually look for birds because they know where the better lift is.
Well, and you also don't want to hit them.
You circle with them. You know, one of the greatest moments flying, I had my 172 out on Pine Island, which is a little-known barrier island in Florida. It's actually a secret, I think. And lots of eagles live out there. And one of the greatest moments flying was level and quartering an eagle. And he turned to me, and our eyes locked for an instant. And there was tremendous communication in that instant that I was welcomed into his sky more as a brother.
You were a much bigger bird.
Yes. And soaring, when you're not making a lot of noise and commotion with an engine, they come up beside you and check you out. And you have that same moment.
It's kind of like the dolphins in the boat.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yes. Very interesting.
It's wonderful. And the other thing that, in working with deaf people, I've had some newspaper articles written about teaching deaf to fly, and people write comments on the internet below them, and there's been some really nasty comments about, I don't want deaf people to fly.
I've seen those.
They can't talk on the radio. And even though there are, it's legal to fly in 12,000 airports or so, it's not really safe to fly without a radio. And I've been directing deaf to glider ports. Glider pilots normally operate without a radio. They don't have very big batteries in gliders and generally no generator. And glider pilots still look for traffic without being told to over the radio. It's safer. You learn better basics. And I've been directing people to go for a private pilot's license with a glider category rather than the sport pilot, which comes with no category.
Well, the safest process is see and avoid regardless if you're hearing on radio or not. So
correct.
Radio communications.
They developed the patterns of downwind base and final back in World War I when the airplanes first began to come together in numbers. So it's been working for almost 100 years very well. And it's beginning to break down because of people becoming dependent upon radios and not looking.
That's the problem. It's becoming dependent on them.
Don't look until they're told to. And that's the problem. And in gliders, we still look. Seaplane pilots still look because they're not dependent upon radio. They're normally...
We should all look.
Absolutely.
Becoming reliant on the radio is the problem, not so much having it or not having it, I think. But, a lot of the uncontrolled airports, too, you've still got planes that are old and don't have a radio, and it's a...
Yes, and we're dying out.
It's a similar situation, but...
And that's it. In gliders, you're going to learn to look. Our turn and bank indicator is a string stuck to the canopy so that we don't have to look down at the panel to look at an instrument.
Very interesting.
Unfortunately, they made... it's okay for hearing people, but I resent... They made variometers, which is a very sensitive rate of climb instrument, make a noise so that you don't have to look at it. But that irritates me because I like the quiet. Gliders are deaf world. There's not a lot of noise and commotion going on, and it doesn't make any difference whether I have my hearing aids in or out, really.
Right. How does someone find a glider airfield? Is it?
You can look up, SSA has a website, Soaring Society of America has a website that locates glider ports all over the country by state. And we are, we being Pipistrel, are promoting... using motor gliders for trainers for lots of reasons, one of which it's quicker, cheaper to get a private pilot's license in glider category than anything else. The minimum experience requirements for private pilot airplane is 40 hours. For sport pilot is 20 hours. And for private pilot glider is 10 hours. Now, not very many people do it in that, but they do it in usually 150% of that, and it's still less.
Yeah, okay. Well, so if someone wants to come talk to you more about this, they can find you here?
They can find me here. We don't have very much of here left.
No, but...
And we can, they
where
can find
can,
me at...
Where can they find
you? On the internet
you?
At Pipistrel. And...
And where are you here? Where are you located here?
We're next to Hangar B, the Bendix King Hangar.
In the short time that we have left.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for being with us again.